You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. I know we're going to rejoice in it, and we're going to be glad in it, because why? This is the day that the Lord has made. We want to thank God for another time and another opportunity to come into your cars and to your homes and to the Cypress audience. We just thank God for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Amen. Bringing us together for these few minutes. Bringing us together, amen, to let you hear a word of encouragement, a word to lift you up, the word to take you through the day. Praise God. Come on, tag with somebody and share with this. Amen. Let them know that the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is something that God wants to say to you. There's something you need to hear today to lift you up, to encourage you, and let you know that God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise our God. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Come on. Amen. Thank God for all of you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Nothing can stop your miracle. Amen. Amen. Listen, come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time that you allow us to come into the ear gates and the eye gates of your people, Father. We thank you now, God, that nothing is missing, nothing is lacking, nothing is broken, God, that concerns you, that does not concern them, Father. We thank you it concerns them, God. It concerns you, Father. And we thank you now, God, that you are on the throne. We thank you now, God, that all things are well, because you have made it to be well. You have made it to be possible. And Father, we are grateful to you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen. This is another day. This is another opportunity. This is another time that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise our God. Amen. Again, tag and share. If you're on Cypress audience, you're up and you're watching, please tag and share this so that somebody can hear, invite them in, and they can hear what God has to say to us. Amen. Listen, few little announcements. Listen, we want to thank all of you. Thank everybody for being in the revival on last week in Melbourne. Amen. Down at Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. Oh my God, we want to thank God. From Monday night slam up to Friday night, God met us there. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. People was healed. People was set free. People was delivered. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God did a thing in that revival down in Melbourne with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise our God. 1500 Florida Avenue E. Amen. Hallelujah. God did it. And we thank God for you, you, and you. Again, all of you that came out every night. Some that came out every night. Some that came out a couple of nights. Some came out on Friday night for the first time. Thank God for you tuning in to coming into the revival. Amen. And we want to send out our condolence again to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolence to you. Amen. We're praying for you and with you, Pastor Ken Brown, Trina Brown. We're praying for you. Amen. In the passing of your son. Amen. We're sending the word to you, and we're praying for you. The homegoing service for Pastor Kenneth Brown's son and Prophet Trunder's son will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. James in Titusville, So we're asking all of you that can put your arms around this family and love on them. Amen. We're praying for the Brown family. Praise our God. Also, we want to send out our condolences to Minister Rita family in Melbourne. We're praying for you all that God will see you through on this. Amen. And keep you in the midst of this time of bereavement. Praise God. And those that I don't know, that you may know, pray for them that God will see them through at this difficult time in their lives. Amen. Praise our God. I want you to be of good courage again. Amen. Because God is on the throne. He's on the throne. Praise our God. We want to thank God for our elect lady, Lady Watkins. God bless you. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. God bless you. Our church mother, Mother Brown, to all our elders and to all our prophetesses. Amen. We thank God for you and evangelists, all you that make up the great congregation of the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank you. Thank you all. God bless you. Bless you all. Again, we want you to know that God is with us and we are going through because why? He had made it possible for us to go through, not to stop, but we thank God for you. We want to send out a birthday shout, amen, to all those that had a birthday, amen. I know two people, I know everybody, you know, cousin had a birthday, and but these two people, amen, we want to send out a birthday shout to Brother Steve McClarity, amen. Happy birthday to you, Brother Steve, and also Evangelist Dr. Catherine Mitchell. We want to say happy birthday to you all that celebrated a birthday, amen, this week, this weekend. We want to say happy birthday to you again, and we love you, and God knows we appreciate you, amen. All right, listen, I want to come on today and let you know that God is still in control. And I want to let you know we are now in the season of his resurrection. And yesterday was Palm Sunday, amen. And we pray that you did get into the services, amen, and that you were blessed, amen. So then this Sunday, the Lord has blessed us to see. I mean, we're going to be talking about the resurrection. But I want to still do on the lines of the cross. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. He bore our sins, and he took it to the cross. He took it straight to the cross. And he was not defeated. He was not defeated because they did not kill him. He gave up his life. He took it to the cross. He took everything to the cross. Amen. You know, that's why we say take every. We sing this song, take everything to God in prayer. So he took everything, the whole world. He took the whole world to the cross. He bared it up on his shoulders, and he took the whole world. He took the whole world. He took me, you, and everybody that will receive him. He took it to the cross. So that's what we want to revelate on today, talk on today. He took it to the cross. So when you are going through and you just feel like you're at your wit's end and you can't, you know, you're almost about to give up, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He took it to the cross. You don't have to live in sin. He took it to the cross. You don't have to be worried, and you don't have to be overtaken with things you're in. Why? Because he battered, he bared, and he took it to the cross. And when he was taking it to the cross, he gave us what? He gave us salvation. He gave us salvation. Come on, by the way of the cross. Amen. He redeemed us. Come on, by the way of the cross. In other words, he restored us. He bought us back from out of sin with his blood. He purchased us with his blood. So he took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. The Bible talks about how in Isaiah, amen, in the Old Testament, you know, when he spoke of him. He spoke of him in time before he got here, before he was able to take this to the cross. So all he did was fulfill what was spoken over him. He took it to the cross. So what I'm saying today is, therefore, we don't have to, excuse me, we don't have to live in sin. We don't have to live in sin. Why? Because there has been there has been a way for us to escape sin. He took it to the cross. He shed his blood. He shed his blood for you and I. And I just want to lift up this little verse right here. In John, praise God. John the 12th chapter. Yeah, John the 12th chapter. And the 32nd verse. Excuse me. Excuse me here. It says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth," see, they laid him on the cross. They laid the cross down. They laid him on the cross. That's why I say he took it to the cross. He says again, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He took it to the cross. They laid him on the cross. They laid him on the cross. They just did not put him. They laid him there, and they began to you know, nail him to the cross. They nailed him for you. They nailed him for me. They nailed him for our sins and everything. They pierced him in the side. Come on. They gave him a crown. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Come on. They tried to give him vinegar to drink. Come on. He took it to the cross. You know, some people say, "Oh, I'm taking it to the door. I'm taking it up to the door. I'm taking it up here. Oh, I'm turning it up a notch." I'm just saying what they were saying. But he took it to the cross today. He took everything that we were confronted with, and everything that we will be confronted with. Because why? He was the lamb. He was the lamb that became the what? Sacrifice for you and I, so that we may not continue in sin, so that we may be able to do what? Have life and have it more abundantly. He took it to the cross. Come on. He took it to the cross. Somebody need to type in there. If you're watching, somebody need to type in that response. Say, "He took it to the cross. He bore our sins. He bore our sins." Come on. Hallelujah. When we couldn't make a sacrifice like that. Nobody could make a sacrifice like that. Because he said, "Father, prepare me a body that I may go down," excuse me, "that I may go down and redeem man from sin." So guess what? He took it to the cross today. He have took our sickness. Come on. That's why we don't have to be sick no more, because he took it to the cross. Now, the enemy would try to bring challenges upon us, but he was wounded for our transgression. According to Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace. Here we go. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him on the cross. Come on, up on him on the cross, and by his stripes that he took before he went to the cross, come on, we are healed. So he took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. You don't have to bear nothing. You don't have to bear this. Come on, because he've already took it. He've already went through it for us. Come on. So it was a pretest. He have already took the test for us. So now all we got to do is walk in it. We got to walk in it. We got to believe what he has done. He took it to the cross. That's right. He took it to the cross. Everything that you possibly can go through, everything you have gone through, he has already buried it. He has already took it to the cross. Come on. Hallelujah. And this, therefore, this is why we can glorify him. This is why we can praise him, because why? He bore our sins. He bore our sins in the midst of what we were in. He bore our sins. Our Lord, your Savior. Come on, as we said on yesterday, in service on yesterday, I mean, he's a king. He's a king, but he made no reputation of it. He made no reputation. He said, "That's what you said." He said, "That's what you said." But in that same self-hour time, they begin to do what? They praised him according to the scripture. And they said he came in, and they begin to say, "Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna to the highest." Okay? And then that same day, they turn around. Here we go. going back to the cross. They was like, crucify him. Crucify him. So he took it to the cross. Come on. And I like what he said. He responds. He said, they asked him a question. Are you the king of the Jews? Are you the king of the... He didn't say nothing. He didn't say anything. What he did was he took it to the cross. So what I'm saying to us today, praise our God. He said, that's why Jesus said this. He said, if any man come after me, he must what? Deny himself. He denied himself and he took it to the cross. Pick up his cross and do what? Follow me. This is what he said. So what I'm saying is today, even though everyone got their own cross to bear, but our cross was not like his cross. Come on. It was not like his cross. Because our cross, come on, is lighter because he already aboard. He already took it upon him. He already, that's why cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This is why as believers, this is why as children of God, this is why as joint heirs with him, he has made us to become joint heirs with him. He has made us to sit in heavenly places. Why? Because he took everything that we are going to be faced with, everything we was faced with, he took it to the cross. Take it to the cross. Again, the songwriter say, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. So he took our burdens. He took our sin upon him. A man that knew no sin. He took it up on him. He became sin. Oh, my goodness. He became sin. Hallelujah. Oh, for you and I, we couldn't pay. I couldn't pay. You couldn't pay the ransom. Come on. That was against us. So this is why he said, Father, again, I'm repeating it. Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man from sin. Redeem man back to you. This is why we do not have to walk in sin. This is why we do not have to live in sin. Because our sins have already been forgiven. But we have to walk in what has been done by the cross. Come on, somebody. Through the cross and with the cross. This is why we can't, we don't, the Bible says that when we do things, we crucify him all over again. We crucify him all over again. Not so much in the natural, but in the spirit. We crucify him all over again. We put him back through the agony of the cross. But he took it to the cross. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to give it over to him, and you got to flee. You got to walk from sin because you don't want to crucify him all over again. Come on, somebody. He took it to the cross. Again, I want to lift that verse right up there. It's 12th chapter of John, praise our God, and the 32nd verse. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men. I would draw. In other words, some say I would draw. It says, we'll draw all men unto me. We'll draw. That's a guarantee. He will draw all men unto him. But we got to do what? Lift him up. So in the spirit and in the natural, they lifted him up. They laid him on the cross. They nailed him to the cross. And guess what? It wasn't the nails that held him on the cross. It wasn't the nails. It wasn't the spikes that they put in his hands. It wasn't the ropes that they tied around him that held him to the cross. It was his love. It was his love. It was our sins that had him, hallelujah, on the cross. But and then leading up to the resurrection, if he had not been born, if he had not been to the cross, if he had not been into the grave, come on, somebody, we would be lost. But that's why he took everything to the cross. He began to say, we got to lift him up. So guess what? Somebody can see him in us. Somebody can hear him through our voice. This is why we got to lift him up on the earth now. Because guess what? They're not going to actually see him. But how they're going to see him is through you and I. How they going to hear our voice? And then that's when, if we lift them up like this now, come on, back there, they had to actually seen Jesus. They actually seen him lying on the ground. They actually seen him being lifted up. Come on. And he drawed all men to him. And in that, I can imagine up on the hill, I can imagine when they did what they did, how they did it. When they pierced him in the side, he took it to the cross. When they nailed him with the spikes in his hands and his feet, he took it to the cross. He didn't take the pain to the cross. He took our sins. Our sins was nailed in the left hand, right hand. Every stripe that he put on, hallelujah, it was for us. He took it to the cross. Now, he could have, according to the scripture, he could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels to come in to deliver him. But he didn't. He said, he said, no man take my life. Hallelujah. Even though I'm taking it to the cross, no man take my life. Come on. No man take my life. He said, but what? I lay it down. Come on. I lay it down. He laid it down for you and I. He laid his life down. Come on. And he lifted, they lifted him up. They lifted him up. He's already made a statement. He said what he said. Remember, let's go back to this, when they were at the table. He said he let the disciples know, my time has come. Come on. But in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to go through the crucifixion, but in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. He, knowing this, he took it to the cross. In other words, you know, like some people say, well, I knew it, and I know all this, but I ain't going to say that. I'm going to take it to the grave. He did way more than that. He took everything, hallelujah, he took it to the cross. He bore it, hallelujah. He didn't say anything because he knew, come on, he knew what was going to happen. So I'm saying to you all today, to us today, we must take everything to God in prayer, because he already took everything and he aborted it to the cross. He took it to the cross and he did not change. He did not change. So what I'm saying to us today, as we are coming on up on Resurrection Sunday, praise God, our God. It's Good Friday is coming. Praise God. And you know, we always have the seven sins churches, and then we are people. I was sharing with Lady Watkins, you know, we always have in, when I was coming up, the sunrise service, and it's just leading up to the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior and what he did on the cross for us. It's something you got to just sit down and you just got to think about it. The cross and what the cross really represents. What the cross really means. It means that he did something that no other man could do upon that cross. No other natural man, come on, could take that. But he did it. He was nailed to the cross. It was love that held him there. It was you and I that held him there on that cross. Come on. The Bible states that he, and when they took him down from the cross, they took him down from the cross. And then, guess what? Not only did they take him down from the cross, they same way they laid him down and lifted him up, it's the same way they took him down. And it wasn't easy, but he was already gone. He was gone. He was gone before they even got to him. Praise our God. But I like what, even in the midst of Jesus dying, he stopped. On the cross, he stopped on the cross dying to save somebody. Remember the Bible talked about there was two thieves hanging. One thief said, well, if you be such as the Son of God, come down off this cross. He took it to the cross. If you be the Son of God, like you say you are, come down from off this cross and save us. The other one, The other thief said, listen, I don't know whether you're not. He took it to the cross. I don't know whether you're not the Son of God. But just in case, oh, he took it to the cross. Remember me when you enter into thy kingdom. He took it to the cross. He stopped dying on the cross. My God. He took it to the cross. Listen to what I'm saying. He took it to the cross. Then he stopped dying on the cross. Oh, my goodness. It wasn't the cross. It wasn't the wood. It was life on the wood. Oh, my God. He took it to the cross. He stopped dying on the cross and reached over and said, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. Went back again on the cross. Hallelujah. My God. Went back again on the cross. Then got back into place and said, guess what? He yielded up the ghost. And the Bible talks about the darkness. The darkness came over the earth. Even while he was on the cross, he took it to the cross, and how it became dark and how it became dry. And the Bible says, and I wish we were in our Sunday school class, and it was question was asked, my God, how could this be? You know what? It looked dark. It looked gloom. But guess what? The light was still shining. But they couldn't comprehend. Why? Because he was the light, and he is the light. He's still in death. He was being glorified. In death, hanging on the cross, he was still yet saving. Yes, he was still yet saving. He was still yet, because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. And that's what happened when they crucified our Savior. He just gave up his life for you and I on the cross. Guess what? That's why we can say today, Father, forgive me of my sin and come into my life. I accept you as my personal Savior. Come on. My time is come and gone. But he took it to the cross. Remember, Friday morning, same time, same station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. My time is come and gone. God bless you until Friday morning. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.